want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is The Biology of Thankfulness. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
So I notice he says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise, give thanks to him, bless his name. And then if you can't think of anything, he gives you something. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. If you can't think of anything else to praise him and thank him for that. And by the way, I don't have the scripture up here, but Psalms chapter 103, you'll see where God is dealing with David, and David is dealing with his own soul. And it shows you that three-part being, the spirit, soul, and body, where David, his spirit is rising up to tell his soul to praise the Lord. It was in the midst of a very hard time in his life. And he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And then he begins to ponder and think about all the wonderful things that God has given to his people. Instead of focusing on the negative he was going through, which your soul is always going to want to do, his spirit man rises up and tells his soul, no, you're not going there. You're not going to focus on the negative. You're going to begin to bless the Lord. You're going to thank God because he's been good to you. And we have to do the same thing. So Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. Something dawned on me when I read that. I never realized that filthy talk or foolish talk or crude joking were actually a symptom of being ungrateful. So when that's how people are talking, it just simply means they're ungrateful. He says, but instead, in other words, the opposite of that is thanksgiving. Give thanks. I never really saw that before, but you know, maybe that causes you to kind of step back and go, wait a minute, how have I been talking? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We should never even approach God to ask him to do anything unless we approach him with thanksgiving. You know why he wants us to do that? Because he wants us, first of all, when I realize how good he has been to me, it makes it easier to believe in faith for him to do what I'm needing him to do, right? So he's saying, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Don't just go to God asking him for a bunch of stuff. Remember that he's been good to you and thank him for it. 1 Thessalonians 5:8, give thanks in all circumstances. So this is the one that just wraps it all up. Give thanks in all circumstances. Man, if I can ever master that one, in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So here's another thing that kind of slaps you in the face. That means that if there's any moment that I'm choosing not, any circumstance that I'm choosing not to give thanks to God in, I've just stepped out of his will. Because he's saying it is his will for us to give thanks in every circumstance. Now, I don't want to expose anybody or make you raise your hand, but just think about it. When's the last time you chose to complain instead of give thanks? When's the last time you stepped out of the will of God? And here's the thing, stepping out of the will of God is not a safe place to be. So boy, that's a tall order right there. But you know what? We can do whatever God wants us to do if we'll lean into him. And so if we'll choose to have a grateful heart, a thankful heart, even in every circumstance, can I tell you that I am perfect at that? No, absolutely not. I wish I could stand here and tell you that I've always done this right. I'm telling you that I haven't. But I'm telling you that I'm trying and I'm working on it. And, you know, Pastor Mike used this example. He said they were trying to get somewhere. They were trying to get home and they were in a hurry. And he said the way that they went home, they had a bunch of red lights. And he said, I literally caught every single red light. Anybody ever been there? every single one. And he said, in every single one, I'd gripe and complain. And he said, finally, Sister Elaine looked at him and said, Mike, why are you complaining about something that was put in place to save your life, to keep you safe? He had never seen it that way, right? So now when he sits at a red light, he's like, thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Right? So thankfulness isn't just polite, it's spiritually powerful. Here's why the Bible emphasizes it. Let me give you several things here. Number one, it shifts our focus from problems to blessings. When I begin to be thankful, first of all, I've got to search for something to be thankful for, so I begin to remember the blessings, right? It puts our focus from the problems to the blessings. Also, it builds faith by remembering those past victories, like I mentioned. Also, it invites God's presence. Look, God's like us. He don't want to hang around a bunch of complainers. We know that from the very first scripture that we read today. God heard all their complaining, and he was not happy. In fact, he was angry. It invites his presence. It also humbles us, reminding us that we're not self-made. So God knows that a thankful heart is a healthy heart. It keeps us grounded and joyful and connected to him, especially in tough times. And we're all going to have tough times. So have you ever felt like your mind was stuck in a loop? I have. And you're replaying what's wrong over and over again, what's missing, maybe even what might go wrong next. And, you know, part of that is because if we've developed a lifestyle of complaining, now all of your, you know, your brain has all these connections in it that keep you stuck. So just over and over again, it replays in your mind. And it's all this negative stuff. And what's going to happen? And again, when that starts happening to me is when I get called Chuck, right? So your mind gets stuck in a loop. It is a deeply human experience. When life feels uncertain or life feels heavy, the nervous system begins to kick in. It shifts into what's called protection mode. Many of us call it survival mode. And muscles begin to get tense. Breath begins to shorten. Thoughts narrow into survival. It's like, you know, instead of thinking about loving someone, you're only thinking about how am I going to get out of this? So you can't really love people when you're in survival mode. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but people that live in survival mode, they're not givers, they're takers. Take, 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 take. And no matter how much they get, it can never be enough. And they're never grateful. Those thoughts narrow into survival, but something powerful happens when we gently interrupt that cycle. And by the way, when we're in survival mode, again, is when that adrenaline begins to pump up, and that cortisol begins to pump up, and that stuff for a prolonged time literally does physical damage to your body. You can literally interrupt that. And this is what's so amazing to me, that you can literally begin to reverse that stuff in your body by simply choosing to be thankful. Isn't that amazing that our Creator God, our brilliant Creator, made our bodies that way? Thankfulness, even in the smallest form, has been shown to regulate the stress response and restore emotional steadiness and begin healing from the inside out. It's more than just a mind shift change. It is a literal biological response. Practicing thankfulness activates key brain regions. It calms the sympathetic nervous system and supports deep rest and recovery. You know, who'd have thought that one of the reasons why people have such a hard time sleeping many times is simply because they're not thankful? Pastor Mike often talks about this, that about sweet sleep, that God intended us to have sweet sleep. So what happens is the ungratefulness, the unthankfulness, the complaining begins to affect all kinds of systems within your body that keeps you from having sleep. So maybe when you're laying there, and then this is what I find. I see people do it all the time. I see a little post on Facebook or whatever. They go, 3 o'clock in the morning and I still can't get to sleep. Maybe you ought to stop and begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my health. Thank you for the breath in my lungs. Thank you. Begin to focus on those things and let's see what happens. I guarantee you it's going to have some kind of effect on your body that's going to help you to rest better. If you've been, and it also, that thankfulness also, because it causes the sympathetic nervous system to kick in, it doesn't just support deep rest, but it supports recovery for your body as well. If you've been carrying a quiet heaviness, know this, that thankfulness is not a way to deny what's hard, because we all know we go through hard things. It's a way to remember what is still good. Everybody say still good. And it helps the body feel safe enough to begin again. So what happens is, if I begin to focus on what is still good instead of what I think is wrecked, then those chemicals will quiet down and the right chemicals will emerge, and I will begin to feel safe enough to where I can now get started on the right track. Because when we feel unsafe, bad stuff happens. Am I right? I've said this before, I don't like snakes. Don't want anything to do with snakes. And I warn my kids, because none of them, including my wife, they'll pick up a snake with their hand. And I'm like, I don't even want to touch that thing. And so what do? Well, they'll get some snake and come, hey, look, you know, look here, look, Dad, look, you know. And I warn them, I tell them, I will hurt somebody, not on purpose, but just trying to get away. I will run over somebody. And I don't even have to think about it, right? Because when there's some kind of fear rises up, again, you get into survival mode. You're not thinking about, look out, try not to step on that person next to you. No, you're just trying to go, right? And so, again, you know, when you are in a situation where you feel safe, your body functions the way it's supposed to. All right, I'm going to give you some things about thankfulness that can literally, I mean, it'll not just your mind, but your life. Number one, thankfulness can gently rewire the brain. The brain is constantly changing in response to experience. This ability is called neuroplasticity, and it means that the thoughts and the habits that we repeat become deeply embedded over time. For many cycles of stress and fear become automatic, right? So maybe I need to start thanking God for snakes. Look for something positive. You know, they eat mice. I still don't want to touch one, but I can start at least being thankful for them instead of just wanting them all dead.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.